The pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "V'ato amarto heitiv eitiv imov." The Kedushas Levi explains what is heitiv eitiv imov. He says that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us chasodim, does for us wonderful things, and we see and we feel it. Sometimes we don't necessarily see and feel it. Yaakov Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ata Amarta Heitev, that you will do good for us, but I ask that the good that you do for us should be Heitev. It should be good that we should recognize that it's good. But there's a beautiful part in the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says that sometimes a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is doing for the person wonderful, great things, but he doesn't realize that what is being done, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really doing for him, is so wonderful and incredible. And because he doesn't recognize that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing good for him, and he runs away from it. So he says the Baal Shem, that the pasuk says in the capital of Mizmor Lador, Hashem Roi Lo Yetzor, Ach Toi V'Chesed Yedefuni Kol Yimei Chayai. Yedefuni, says the Baal Shem, it's typically a word that actually represents a negative. Yedefuni roidef, to chase. So what is shot in that pasuk? He says, sometimes a person is the recipient of wonderful toiv chesed. But because he doesn't have the ability to recognize that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for him is toiv chesed, he runs away from it. What do we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do in such a situation? Av toiv chesed yedefuni, that the chesed and the toiv should run after me and not let my foolishness that I don't recognize that the tremendous, wonderful chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for me, that I should be smart enough to take it and receive it and thank Hashem for it. Make me take it, we say to Hashem. But in this pasuk, of Ata Marta Heitev Ita Heitev Imach, the Medrash says, Heitev Ba'olam Hazeh, V'Heitev Ba'olam Haba. And of course the question that I saw the Bava Rebbe Zatzal asks, why at this point was Yaakov Avinu davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba? What was the point of this tefillah at this time, at this place? So he quotes a Tana D'Bei Eliyahu. The Tana D'Bei Eliyahu says that Yaakov Avinu, while they were still in the womb of their mother Rivka, made a deal. They said, we're two sons, and there are two words. There's an Olam Hazeh and an Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is a world of Gashmius, and Olam Haba is the world of Ruchnius. And they made a deal that Esav would get Olam Hazeh and Yaakov would get Olam Haba. But what happened was, here, as Yaakov Avinu was approaching Esav as he was leaving the home of Lavan, Esav sees that Yaakov has wives and children, avodim and shvachas, slaves, behemoths, animals, kesev, zov. And Esav says to Yaakov, Loi kacha matali, didn't we have a deal, sha'ata ha'olam haba, v'ni eta ha'olam haza, that you'll have olam haba and I'll have olam haza. How do you have all of this olam haza? Yaakov Avinu responded that if a person has olam hazeh, but the reason he has olam hazeh, he has financial success, is because he uses that success for avodas Hashem. If the Eibishter helps and he has money, he uses it to give tzedakah, he uses it to do mitzvahs, then it's not olam hazeh, it's actually olam haba. The Baal Shem Tov says that the pasuk says, V'hinei sulam mutzav arzo v'roi shemagia shemaima. He says the gematria of the word sulam is mammon, money. That sulam mutzav arzo. If we think about olam hazeh, we think about aretz, the first thing that is represented by olam hazeh is mammon. But sulam mutzav arzo, the mammon, the olam hazeh, to be roisha magia shemaima. It could be the vehicle how to reach shemaim, because through this olam hazeh, we could have olam haba. And that's what Yaakov Avinu said. When Yaakov Avinu met Esav, and Esav says, how do you have olam hazeh? So Yaakov said, I have olam hazeh in order to be able to use the olam hazeh to reach the olam haba. And that's what Yaakov Avinu's answer to Esav was. He said, limtza chein be'enei adoini. So the question is, by Yaakov Avinu having all of this wealth, how is that limtza chein be'enei adoini? How will that satisfy Esav? So of course the pasuk pshat is that Yaakov meant to say, I'm giving you this wonderful large gift. Be happy with what I'm giving you. But the Bava Rebbe says it has a whole different meaning. Limtza chein be'enei adoini, I have olam hazeh, and you're challenging me. How do I have olam hazeh? I'm saying the reason I have olam hazeh is limtza chein be'enei adoini, because that's the way I could find favor. Adoini doesn't mean Esav. Adoini means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because with this money, I'm able to do so many wonderful good things, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be happy with me. And he quotes the famous vort of the Noam HaLimelech in the Sefer Likutei Shoshana. He says, Ashrecha v'toivlach. Ashrecha b'olam ha... And the Chazal teach us, Ashrecha in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chav Ches, Ashrecha v'toivlach. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, v'toivlach l'olam haba. What is the Tanya teaching us? Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. Yes, you'll have olam hazeh. But that's going to be a reason for toivlach l'olam haba. The olam hazeh that a tzaddik has is not a deterrent from his olam haba. It's a reason why he will have olam haba. He'll be able to have olam haba. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. He'll be able to have, because he has olam hazeh, and he uses the olam hazeh the way he's supposed to use the olam hazeh for avodas Hashem, that becomes the vehicle for toivlach l'olam haba, how he will be zoicha to have olam haba.